For nearly all of the past century, with a few brief breaks, Republicans ruled the New York State Senate. Then, in 2018, they lost a number of seats to give Democrats a decisive 40-seat majority out of the 63 Senate districts. During the 2019 session, the GOP mostly watched as Democrats rapidly passed a number of progressive items, including laws strengthening the right to abortion, transgender rights, criminal justice reforms, and a ban on single-use plastic bags at the grocery store. In recent days, three Republican senators have announced they are done after next year. George Amador represents parts of the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley. Michael Rasenhofer's district is in the Buffalo suburbs. And Betty Little is a longtime lawmaker from the North Country. Little held a news conference announcing her retirement.
First thing I thought of when I got up this morning was the biblical passage, somehow it is, that says that day will come.
The chair of the state's Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, predicts that the day has come for others to exit the Senate as well. And he says he's not really surprised by the announcement so far, including a call from Amador one day after Thanksgiving.
I was pretty sure when I got the call from Senator Amador at 10 o'clock on Black Friday, it wasn't because he got a good deal on a TV.
He says Amador's district, which he says has had a bit of a blue wave in the last few years, might be tough for Republicans to hold on to. But Langworthy says he expects for the GOP to keep the two other seats. Langworthy would not comment on whether his wife, Erin Baker Langworthy, might run for the Rasenhofer seat. There's been speculation that she might seek the post. The state Republican chair says his goal is to find a new group of young and energetic Republicans to run for Senate and other state offices. And he thinks eventually the legislature's liberal agenda will create a backlash and an opportunity for the GOP to regain power.
There are so many things that the left has done since you've had totalitarian control of the Capitol that are going to make the job of winning these seats so much easier.
Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins disagrees with Langworthy on the Democrats' agenda. She thinks the items approved, including a property tax cap and allowing victims of childhood sexual abuse to have their day in court, will win the Democrats more seats. She predicts that the Senate Democrats will grow to 43 members after next November's elections.
I'm looking for at least 43. And I said, that is the floor. That's not the ceiling.
43 is a key number because that's how many Senate votes it would take to override any potential vetoes by a governor. Though Stewart-Cousins says she does not anticipate having that conflict with Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's also a Democrat. Stewart-Cousins says she, like Langworthy, is also not surprised by the declining Senate GOP.
I think that speaks volumes. I think they understand that we are going to continue to, you know, have a Democratic majority in the Senate. And I think it also speaks to the environment for them nationally, because our Republicans, frankly, have been muted.
Stewart-Cousins says President Donald Trump has backed many policies that are unpopular in New York, including an end to the deduction for state and local taxes on federal income tax forms. And New York Republicans have been unable to speak up about that. In addition to the retirements announced so far, there will soon be an open seat in the Syracuse area. Republican Senator Bob Antonacci, who in 2018 replaced longtime GOP lawmaker John DeFrancisco, is leaving the Senate at the end of this year after winning a post for judge in November. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.